Welcome, everyone. I was counting by thousands, and I think I might have gotten to four. I'm delighted to have you on the call today to talk about something that I know is very important to many people who are working on school improvement plans, writing professional development plans, and striving to identify the appropriate interventions for improving student learning, recognizing that professional learning is one of those strategies, but struggling, I think, to answer the question, what should we be focusing our professional learning on? So during the time that we have together today, we'll talk about this concept of assessing professional learning needs. I want to tell you a story to begin because I think it's a great way to put this all in context. Many years ago, many years ago, when I was responsible for professional learning at a large high school, it was so long ago that back then we called it in-service. My job was to plan 3 in-service days, which we had built into the school calendar. And the way we did that, each spring prior to the school year that we were planning for, we would pass out to our staff members a document that said, what are your professional learning needs? And the way that document had been prepared, this will tell you how long ago it was, often involved some hand cranking. So for those of you who might understand my humor there, we'll have a sense of how long ago that was. And I would receive back from a staff of about 120 staff members, maybe 20 documents back that had a list of different topics that they were interested in having in-service on. And I would take that list, those lists home, and I would tally them up. And the way we organized it was that the item that received the most mentions became our October in-service day topic. The item that received the second most frequent comments became our January in-service day topic. And the item that received the third most became our April in-service day topic. So usually I felt quite good. I knew the priorities of the staff. I went about my mission of finding someone that I thought was an appropriate presenter on the topics and got it all organized. And almost inevitably, at the end of the October day in service, as staff members were filing out of their session, and usually we had a formal session in the morning and something more informal in the afternoon, as people would leave, I would hear from them this comment. Whose idea was this? This didn't meet my needs at all. It was a waste of time. I'm not sure why we had to have this topic. And I would always, because this happened repeatedly, be so disappointed and wonder whether or not people were questioning my ability to add up accurately the topics that they expressed an interest in. And I even went so far as to go to the principal with my documentation, my lists, and my tally, and say, you know, here's what the input was that I received. These are the needs that were expressed by the staff, and here's why I chose these topics for our focus. And he would concur that I was on target, except we both were quite aware that only a very small portion of the staff was weighing in on their needs. Well, it became so frustrating to me that I eventually said, there has to be a better way to do this work. And so the interest of needs assessments for professional learning has been always something I have been interested in studying and trying to figure out better ways to do this.